Tonight, Shir Simitov Reshadi Hei, Siv Gimel and Siv Dalit. Siv Gimel. Oimer Al Hanisim, Bebirchas Amazon, Bebirchas Oretz. On Purim, we say Al Hanisim in benching in Birchas Oretz. Nadelcha is where you give Hodah, so that's where it belongs. Vim Hiskel Sudaso Bayoim, Umashkar Alayla. If you began your Suda during the daytime hours and it continues into the evening, Oimer Al Hanisim, you still say Al Hanisim, the Basa Tchilas Suda Azlina. You go by the beginning of the meal. There's an opinion that you don't. The Be'er Gola says this is the Torah b'shem his father, the Rosh. That if you end the Suda at night, you don't say Al Nisim, you lost it. The Amos says, the meaning is the first opinion that we will say, we go by the Tchilas HaSuda, and that's what counts. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Tesvav. Aymer Al Nisim, Be'erchas HaMazim, we say Al Nisim, Be'erchas HaMazim, v'chulu. If someone forgot Al Hanisim, Yesh Oimrim Demachzirin Oso. Some say that you have to go back. Say it again. Go back and bench again if you forgot and benching. The Yesh Oimrim, others say Deimachzirin Oso, that you don't go back. The rule we have is when there's a question in Hichas Brachas, we make also in this case you would not go back. Now this machloikis revolves around the first Seudah that is eaten on the day of Purim. But if you're having a second meal after Mincha, the assumption here was that you would wash and breakfast would be a regular Seudah with bread, and then late afternoon is the big Seudah. So if you already had a first Seudah earlier in the day with bread, and now you're having a second Seudah after Mincha, Shekaren Seudas Purim, we call that meal a Seudas Purim. You already had a Seudah by day. Again, it doesn't count what you did the night before. It has to be that during the daytime. Shuv emach zirin osel kul yam. Then everyone agrees you wouldn't go back if you miss Al Hanisim. Ela kishem agiya la rachamon. But rather, when you get to the rachamon's and then the benching, you should say harachamon yasla Al Hanisim v'chulu. The same way you may nisim for them, do for us, like it happened in May Mordechai. Kishachal Purim be'erev Shabbos. If Purim is on Friday, umashcha sudaso ad halayla. The Suda goes on into Friday night, which could happen in Eretz Yisrael this year in Yerushalayim. Shushan Purim is on Friday. Chayav lahaskir shel achshav, dahayna ritzei. If it's already nighttime, you have to mention the current issue of ritzei. Vim kein echim al nisim, but how do you say al nisim? David tajid is sasri. It becomes a contradiction. Vikim dein haskaris al nisim chomo kolkach, since al nisim is not that severe, you'd only say Ritzeh, you leave it on Nisim. That's as if you didn't daven yet, Marv. Especially if you did daven, Marv. Once you've davened the next day's Marv, how can you go back and benching and say Alan Nisim? So that you wouldn't be able to do. Sivkon design, Omer Al Hanisim. We say Al Hanisim, even if the Suuda went into the night. Yesh oimim davka kishlo hispal arvasi dayan. So some say this is only during Dav Marv. You start your meal during the daytime before Shkia, it goes on until Seis Gochavim. If you didn't Dav Marv yet, you go by the Haskal Sasu'udah and you still say Al Nisim. Avol mishi hispal shuv ein oim Al Nisim. But once you Dav Marv, you can't say Al Nisim. For Yesh oimim, others say the Bekol Gavni oim, it makes no difference. Even with Marv, you can still say. Valkain, therefore, mehan nachon, the right thing to do is shivarch birchas hamoz and kodim shiyisbal, you should make sure to bench before you daven marv. Lahotzi asim plukta, to avoid the homachlekes. Vimrotzelim sotakone shiyisbal katsas mehatsiba vesa kines kadakotam. And if you want to find an etza to get some of the tzibur to daven and shul like normal, nirish shemishahegi hazman balaila yivarch birchas hamozin. So when the time comes at night, you should bench. V'yomel anisei al nisim. Yerecha beis hakness l'spal, go to shul to daven. V'acha yochel echa v'lishtas v'smachar. You can go back home and eat and drink and be happy. Tamitzim v'simcha b'shnei yomim. Now that's not the Shushan Purim won't help, but for us, he's basically saying, you're not going to be done the suda yet. The normal time for davening marav and shul is too early. You still want to have your suda. So there's eitza. You can bench, go to shul, daven marav, and go back home. And then finish your party. The minig is as far as we show, and we go by the beginning of the Suda. And again, if you didn't say Al Hanisim in such a case, there's no question, don't go back. Even according to the Shita who says that under ordinary circumstances, the first Suda of Purim, you'd have to go back if you missed Al Hanisim, that's only if it's still daytime. the ha'afilu chatchil yesh pluktim la'omer, because here, once it's already night, there's a machloikis to chatchil if you say it anymore. So once it's a machloikis, if you say it anymore, once it's nighttime, certainly if you forgot it, we're not going to be machmir to say you go back, v'chanah, like we said before. Siv Dalad. Chayov lishloich lechavero shtei manos basar o shel minem achalim. There's an obligation on Purim to send to your friend, this is to send to one friend, two portions of meat or varieties of food. Shenemar, like it says, umushlach manos ish re'ehu, that you should send manos, plural, one to another, shtei manos le'ish echad, two food items to one person. The more you send to your friends, that's wonderful. Vim einlo, let's say a person doesn't have, he just can't afford to send even one person shalach manos, machlif im chaveru, he can exchange with his friend. Zeshleich lezesu dasu, vezeshleich lezesu dasu. Each one takes his sudas porim, gives it to the other one as a gift, and he gets the other one back. K'dei lekayim u'mishloach manos ishreu, you can mekayim shloach manos this way. Some people say in yeshivas, that's what the bochum should do. You take your suda, you give it to the fellow next to you, and he gives it back to you, and you're done. V'yesh l'shloach manos b'yom v'lo b'lai, the Rama adds, the mitzvah shloach manos should be done during the daytime, not during the night. If he sends mishachmanus and the recipient isn't interested, he doesn't want it, he's moichel him, yatsa, the one who sent it, fulfilled the mitzvah. A woman is obligated in both the mitzvah of giving matanos devyonim and sending shachmanus, just like a man. V'isha tishlach l'isha, v'ish l'ish. Women should send mishachmanas to women and men to men. Aval lo behepach, not vice versa. Shliyovo ish l'shlerach la'amon. We don't want a situation where a man is sending to a widow mishachmanas. We have all this safek kedushin, and then people start wondering, maybe it's a shav kedushin. Al matanas devyonim ein l'chosh. To give a gift for a poor person, a man can give to a poor woman, that's not a concern. Mishnah Berurah sifkatan yud ches l'shloyach. There's an obligation to send shtei manos. But shuvas binyan si and simon dal nestapek. The orchanerin's shuvas is in doubt. Im hevi be'atzmo hamonos. If he brought the mishlach manos himself, for the oyde shliach and didn't have someone as a go-between, iyoytze, did he fulfill the mitzvah? Kim dechsev u mishloyach. It says in the pasuk mishloyach. Name of the binyan davkai de shlichus. So maybe it requires shlichus ayin sham look there in the tshuva, and this is discussed in many of the achronim. Is there a taka, a hider of using a shliach or not? Some say it's not a requirement in halacha, but it's a kavod to use a shliach to send it to somebody else. But halacha lemaisa, we don't have to be machmir on this. Sifkan yutes mine acholim, you send two portions of meat or two various foods. Now you don't send clothing, you don't send svarim, you don't send other things. Voidin mashke the sharp dummy, beverage is okay, the shtir b'chal achila, drinking is like eating. And you could even give one food and one mashke. So it doesn't mean two foods or two drinks. You can even give one food and one drink, it's fine.
It says a portion.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what type portion it is?
A portion, the question, how much food do you have to send?
Yes.
So it has to be a serving size. It has to be a serving size. They discuss kazayis, kebeya. It has to be something that is ro'i. I'll show you a bialoch in a second. The Mishnah Berurah continues, ubi'inen shi'yeh min oichel ha'mavusho v'lo bosuchai. The food you send should be something that is cooked, not something raw. The mishloach manos, the words mishloach manos implies haraui miyad lachil mashma, something you can eat right away. The yesh, or some say the kimetru shachut v'roilis bashal miyad shay, others say even a raw piece of meat is called a mana, because once it's geshachten, it's ready to cook, and that's already called mana. As far as the size, I'll point out to you the ber halacha. Chayiv l'shloach l'chavero. Hachayodim hochiach min Yerushalmi. The chayodim shows from the Yerushalmi. The mshalech lo ashir dava pachos. Einu yotze b'zeh mshalach manos. If you send to a wealthy person something that is beneath him, you're not yotze mshalach manos. V'chemash b'dvol, if he girsa achashah megmor, the b'dvol also learns this way in one girsa. Achen shai poskim lo hiskiru dava zeh. The other person don't mention it. V'nachin lizor b'zeh chadchil. Chadchil, you should be careful. So essentially, Yerushalach manos has to be something your recipient would appreciate. If it's something that he doesn't appreciate, you're not Yaisa. So I would often say, don't know if he eats with candy, and then the teenagers say, we love candy. That's for us a great, shachmanas. But maybe adults don't appreciate candy, and maybe adults appreciate fine chocolate, or, depending what variety, jelly beans won't cut it. So it's all madriga. So even the portion, we talk about a mana. So it can't be something like, you give me a slice of salami, what am I going to do with a slice of salami?
So right? If someone doesn't like wine, you're not mechayev to give them a bottle of wine?
So even if I don't like it, that doesn't mean I'm not machshev it. Mm-hmm. There's a basket of chocolate is very choshev, even if it's chalav stam and I keep chalav yisrael. Right? That gets into the rest of it. I don't have to eat it. I can makabel it. But I'm machshev, it's choshev, it's taka choshev. I think that's the nekuda here. So again, asking about sizes, it has to be an amount that is a worthy amount. Sivkot and chaf. Shtei manos. So you have to give two portions. Ba'aniyim hikbidu l'shnei aniyim. By matanos of yoinim, you give two aniyim, one each. The mitzvah l'chalik, it's a mitzvah to spread it out. Hashenkin v'asher, the da'ikish nos l'echad. When it comes to mishachmanos, you give it to someone who has, it's sufficient to give to one person mishachmanos. If someone doesn't have the wherewithal, they just exchange. And that fulfills the requirement, even if you're going to eat together, you did your mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The mitzvah Mishloach Manos is a daytime mitzvah. The same is true with Matan Savyonim. If you didn't mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos to one person, two people, it makes no difference if you want to give at night. So this is a very confusing statement. What is he trying to say? The notes bring, Rabbi Yankiv said it was a toast in the Mishnah Berurah. It shouldn't say im lo she kiyem mitzvah. It should say im lo she yikayem. Osed l'kayem b'yom. So his point is, if you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah that day, so it doesn't help. They want to do more at night. You have to do it by daytime. That's what he's saying. If it's not going to happen, that you're not going to be kind by day, there's no enough kamina, you're going to do it at night. The mitzvah is by day. Sivkot and Chav Gimel. O Moichaloi, you send Mishachmanis, the fellow doesn't want it, or he's Moichal, but Salam Mishachim, he says, Havaini Kiyas Kabalti, as if I received it. Sivkot and Chav Dadiyot, so you fulfill the mitzvah. Fabichosh Chodek Hazeh, Pichosh disagrees, Vechen Chasam Soi, Besimakrov Salivah, but Tamazeh Chasam Soi, can't understand it either. Lamaisa, if you send the person Cholav Stam and he keeps Cholav Yisrael, he took it. The fact he won't eat it is irrelevant. You send someone milchik, he's allergic to dairy. You didn't know. You weren't coming to dafka get him, right? So the halach is yes, rachmanis, even if he won't eat it. You send him a hechsher, he doesn't eat that hechsher, right? You're yes, rachmanis. The fact that he chooses not to eat it, that's not the shayla here that some seif is metameya. He's saying you didn't take it at all. Don't give it to me, I don't want it. That's different. But if you take it, what you do with it afterwards, for sure is no machlekes that you yes the mitzvah. Women are obligated just like men. Women are in the nes of Purim just like men. She also needs to be happy and to make others happy. When it says women are included in that. I don't see people care for this. Maybe it's the issue of an almono. When a woman has a husband, Bala Mishalech Bishvilo Kamanoshim, her husband will send for her to many people. But still wants to be machmir. Basically saying, maybe in Almana you have to tell her, make sure to give Shachmanas. But typically women aren't doing it because the men are doing it and have them in mind, and it takes care of them as well. Sifkan Chavov, Sifay Kedushin, if a man sends to a woman, Shachmanas, and she's single, maybe it's a Shalav Kedushin, Sheyoma, people will say, Shezer Sivlon Shachar Kedushin, he's sending the gifts that are customary after Kedushin. Vechashin and Shema Kitcha Kavab, Fnei Eidim, Veinam, Lefanena. Maybe there's a Kedushin in front of Eidim, and we don't know about them, they're not here. Sifkan Chav Zayim, Ein Lachosh, Matan Sivyanim, we don't worry. Tezev Havi Bemos, the Lekal Mechash Sivlonis. When you send money to an almana, no one's afraid this is a gift you give to a kala after the wedding. You send a fruit basket to the kala. You don't send the money after the kala. After the wedding, there's no chashash kedushin. Besides, even if I were to give food to an evyon, it's derech tzedakah, it's not the derech of sivlonis. No one would confuse it with the gift that you give to the kala after the kedushin.